Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Angry Environmentalist. So excited to have you all back, or if you're new, so excited to have you here. So this podcast, if you're new, is all about environmental topics, and I try to bring guest speakers on. I'm really excited about a guest speaker I have coming on in this following month, and I have also more great guest speakers that will be coming on within the next few months as well. So I'm really excited. I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm going to make it a surprise. But today's podcast is about making Christmas sustainable. I'm getting mixed up with my words, but it's about making Christmas sustainable. And I know it's a little late right now because it is the 24th, so that is Christmas Eve. I was going to do one about Thanksgiving, but finals took over. Grad school has been crazy, and I'm so sorry I haven't posted more. I will be posting more episodes this coming month. I also am going to start recording more and then posting them as I get more into grad school, especially when I start my thesis. So this is where we're at right now. I apologize for the delay in posting. With all that out of the way, let's get into what we're here for, making Christmas sustainable. So the first big one is decorations. I know we all see the cool, amazing decorations and the big lights, and everyone has the snow and the glitter and all this stuff. And that's awesome for the eyes, right? But it's not great for the environment. Glitter ends up in water systems, and they're microplastic. And microplastics are, for anyone who doesn't know, are just little tiny pieces of plastic. As your, you know, big plastic bag degrades, it goes into smaller and smaller pieces. It doesn't really disappear. So it's just in general bad to have these plastics. Plastic in general, it just doesn't degrade. It doesn't biodegrade well. So let's try to get decorations that aren't revolving around plastic, you know? So going to like Target and Five Below and all these places for decorations, while they're cheaper, one, they're gonna not last as long. And even me, before I was really into the environmental field in my freshman year of college, I'm in grad school now, I was seeing that I was going to Five Below and buying these decorations and they weren't lasting. And we realize at some point that these decorations aren't lasting because they're made cheap, they're produced at such a rate and reproduced to make so many. So we have to move away from that and find sustainable decorations. I've seen so many Christmas trees that people have, and they're putting like pine cones and these cute little cool ornaments, you know, and even if you get an ornament from like a local vendor, and they might be a little bit more expensive. One, they'll last longer. And two, you're supporting a local business. Whether you want to support an ethically produced business where they have like llamas or something like that. Not like, oh my gosh, that sounded so bad. Like, I know some places have like alpaca farms. I went to an alpaca farm, like a local alpaca farm where they don't hurt the animals. It's just there for rescuing and stuff. And he actually said he's going to start making like decorations, but he's going to start making things out of alpaca fur because they have to be shaved or sheared every year. I wasn't sure the process, but he does it every few times a year. I don't know, but he does it. And he's going to use the fur to make little cool things. So making decorations from stuff like that, or getting it from a specifically owned business or something like that, whatever you want to do. But the more local, the better. That's what needs, the message that needs to get across today. The more local, the better. Things like Target and Five Below, you're not going to get local. So try to avoid those places and go to places that, you know, have ethically made things that will biodegrade easily. So remember that. And don't just go for the wood too, because it biodegrades easy. Because if it's sourced from non-ethical sources, you're not really doing justice there. So it does take research before you buy things. And I know everyone's like, I don't want to do research. So if you want me to make an episode on just ethically made places, I totally will do that. I think that's actually a great idea. I will do that. Okay, I'm doing that. So the next thing is food alternatives. So I know this is going to get controversial, but veganism, vegetarianism, and meat, and that big thing. And I'm not coming on here, I am animal rights, but I'm not coming on here as an animal rights person. I'm coming on here as an environmentalist and saying, in grad school right now, actually, I was learning about meat and how vegetarianism, people think vegetarianism is going to save the world. While vegetarianism itself will not save the planet, it is a more sustainable diet. And that, for people who eat meat, I'm not telling you you can't eat meat. I'm just saying limiting your meat intake, while it's, I'm sure a doctor would tell you to limit your meat intake as well, because meat has a lot of saturated fat, but I'm not coming on here as a doctor either, because your doctor for your diet might say that you need something. So do not say, if I'm telling you don't eat meat, but your doctor said something different, talk to your doctor first. Always talk to your doctor if you're gonna change your diet. But I'm a vegetarian who is like trying to go vegan, and I just have learned in grad school that meat intake is kind of this thing that we as a society believe you need it, but there's so many vegetarian and vegan alternatives that are healthier. And I'm not saying the GMOs either, like the genetically modified things like the Impossible Burger and all this stuff. I'm saying like just vegetables, beans, avocados. And you know what? I'm going to do another episode specifically on this because I could go into it forever. But just remember, for food alternatives, have those things ready. Have those vegetarian options and try something vegetarian. Try something like maybe you usually have, I don't even know what kind of meat people have, meatballs. Okay, I'm Italian. Maybe you have meatballs. Instead of meatballs, maybe make a tofu ball. I don't know if that's a thing, but make a tofu ball. Okay, try something different. It doesn't have to get rid of all your meat. Just try something different. Again, I could talk about this forever, so I'll do a different episode on this. Now going back into another point is local. Get foods and buy foods that are local to you, like a farmer's market, or I'm sure you have local food stores. If not, I know Whole Foods has some great, they put like great local vendors in, or like they have sections for local, and a lot of their stuff is local to start with. So local usually has way less packaging, and if it is packaged, sometimes, most of the times, that stuff is able to be recycled. There's also great things, like if you're gonna, not just for food wise, there's local for buying gifts as well. Etsy, while is not always local, I think you can actually make like a specific filter to make it local, but if not, while it's not local, you're supporting small owned businesses. And instead of going into Amazon and buying something very similar, you can get something that's handmade by somebody and you can still ship it to yourself, and it's not local, but you're not buying it from Amazon. And Amazon, don't get me started with how bad Amazon is for the planet. So don't get me started. That, I'm creating great ideas for more podcasts. So we have Amazon. I think shopping local should be the name, but Amazon, we have, I said other things. I'll go back and listen to it because I forget. I forget what I just said, but I will. Oh, environmentalism is in like vegan and vegetarianism, all that stuff. I definitely will have a whole podcast on that. Again, another one, family travel. Traveling to your families. How do we make that sustainable? There's carpooling. There's trains. For me, I'm going to try to go home on a train. When I say try, I have my cat. I'm going home today, actually. I have my cat and I have a bag, but I want to go home on my train because I'm going to practice what I preach. There's buses. I think I just said this, but carpooling. If you have other family members, try to meet up somewhere or meet up at someone's house and carpool there. With COVID, I know a lot of people aren't even going to see their families, which is super sad. But think about it in a good way. If you're sad about it, I know I'm sad that some of my family won't come. We can Zoom, all these things. And remember that you're not going to be there, but you can still be there electronically because we have so many ways to communicate. This kind of next topic has to go with food, I think, but using reusable plates and cutlery. I know a lot of people will use plastic because it's easier to wash and it's easier to do this, but this plastic and paper stuff that we're using is just going to throw out and end up in landfills. So I know it's that little extra, I know everyone's doing so much during the holiday season and it's that other little extra thing we don't want to do, but I'm telling you, it's worth it for the planet. Just try to use reusable things. And that goes into this next one is no waste. So for food, donate it, give it to homeless shelters. There's so many options for food. Compost, any like little scraps. For clothes or things, their presents that you're not going to use or you're donating or you don't like that sweater. And you don't want to tell your aunt. But don't throw it out. Don't throw it out. Just go to a Goodwill or save it for the side and give it to a friend or repurpose it. There's so many things you can do. Just don't throw it out. Don't waste it. And give, if you're like, don't know what to get somebody, don't get a materialistic object. Give the gift of something that's eco-friendly and an experience. I love getting experiences. I love getting like things I can do with my friends. And not only is it, you know, a great thing for the environment, you're not getting something to throw out, but you're getting an experience to have with your friends and family. So I think that's amazing, and there's no better gifts than an experience. It can have great memories, great for the environment. What's better than that? Another topic is, like I said in one of my other episodes, is fast fashion. Don't buy from fast fashion brands. Again, those are your Forever 21s, your Five Below's, Target, all of those places. All those places that when you go into a mall, I'm guessing all of your mall stores are fast fashion. I guess there are, I'm not saying that there aren't any like local brands because we might have different malls. My malls do not have local stuff. My malls have all fast fashion. So I just say stay away from malls in general. Stay away from all of those things when you go in. They can reproduce those things like that. Find those things, find those local vendors. We do have a section in my town that did local vendors, but it wasn't open for that long. But keep your eye out for those things and maybe talk to your city council people and try to get more local vendors and try to have more opportunities for local vendors to come in and do little, you know, those artisan things. I don't know what it's called, but those artisan shops. Have those little days where you can go in and shop just local stuff. Love those ideas. Think you should do that. If you have questions on how to petition for something like that, please come to me because I am a big advocate and I love petitioning and I love advocacy work. So definitely ask me in the comments on my Instagram. Back to what I was saying, some other brands that you can use that I personally love are Eco Warrior, but those are more, I think they do have some gift things as well, but they actually have a lot of things like soaps, reusable bags. They have like little kitchen things for like little dish things. I don't know names of things, but little like dish scrubbers. Just go look at their website. Super awesome. Love getting stuff from them. The Eco Shift, Zero Basics, Reformation. While Reformation is expensive, and even myself, I'm talking about Reformation, and I can't afford anything on their site. They do have sales, and if you're gonna buy a dress and you want it to last, and you're gonna go to Forever 21 and get five dresses that are gonna cost $120 or whatever, however, five dresses wouldn't be $120 of Forever 21, but if you're gonna get something that's a little more expensive and you want it to last, and you're going to get a few of something, just go to Reformation. And like, if you can't afford those dresses, you can definitely go to Goodwill. That's where I shop. I shop at Goodwill. I shop at other thrift stores. You go to places like that. Then there's Woven. for more of workout clothes. Again, they're a little more pricey, but how often are we really buying workout clothes? So if you're buying one or two good sets, which I do, go to Woven. Then there's Earth Hero and a ton of other places. The list goes on. Those are more of your like environmental brands, but then there's also eco-friendly brands that their whole mission isn't environmentalism, but they just so happen to be good for the environment or carbon neutral or things like that. So look for those sites. And I, again, will try to talk or add those into something like maybe a post, something like that. Just keep your eyes peeled. This is my pet peeve, this next one. Paper wrapping of presents and bags with sparkles. Don't do that. You don't need to wrap your presents in paper or that paper that like has that like shine on it. Oh my gosh, don't get me started. It's giving me anxieties just speaking about it right now for real it is. Like I'm like, nope, all the paper bags. Why, people? Why? I hate shaming people. I don't like shaming people, but this topic just gets me. You're spending money to wrap something because you're buying wrapping paper and wrapping bags for this. Just use what you have. So many things come in bags. If you're shipping something to you, it comes in a package and everyone's like, well, it's not Christmassy. What is Christmas? Okay, at the end of the day, Christmas is a religious holiday that has nothing to do with presents. And we just kind of made this a commercialized holiday. And I'm not getting into that because that will get a little, you know what I mean? But we're not going to get into that. But why? Don't do it. Just don't do it. Get the stuff, the wrapping stuff that it's already in. I know you have bags that you bought from other things or gotten gifts. Save those. Reuse them. You don't need to buy more. You don't need to wrap things in cute paper that's horrible for the environment. Just don't do it. That's my pet peeve. And I will get a little angry with that one because it gets me. I tell my parents, don't wrap my things in paper. I just don't want that. And they're getting it. I will be harder with it this year, but don't do it. And I know that, so this next topic, trees and getting a tree. And I always thought, okay, getting a tree is bad for the environment. Let's do a fake tree instead. And then I learned that the fake trees, since they're just made of plastic, are even worse for the environment. So it's this kind of back and forth of what's good for the environment. Personally, I think what the best thing to do is do your research on a farm, on one farm where you're getting a tree. Don't get the trees that are already cut, that are shipping to you, or like shipped to this place, and that you can go and get, because you don't know where they're coming from. Go to a place where they're growing the trees right there and cut it down. And that's a cool little tradition with your family, but it's also, you can see how local it is. You can all, and it goes, this whole topic I think of Christmas is local. And any holiday, and any day, local is the best. So look for these local things. And you see the tree there, you see that it's not traveling from, I don't know where trees would come from, but we're another state, but out of state, I know people ship in these exotic trees that don't grow here, that they want a different specific tree. Why? Just get a local tree. I don't get that. I don't get the aesthetic thing. All trees are trees, but false. Retracting that statement. All trees are different, but for aesthetic purposes in your living room, it's just a tree. Get one that's local, okay? But in the scheme of life and environmentalism, trees are not trees. Trees are all independent and they all serve different purposes in each ecosystem. So that is my disclaimer. But we don't need that. But that kind of wraps up the topics, because most of it, again, like I said, is local. The decorations, we don't need those plastic decorations. Traveling, we can carpool. These are kind of just all things that we should just be thinking of this holiday season and in all holidays, whether that be Halloween, Thanksgiving, Easter, any other holidays we celebrate. Just always buy local things and things that don't have plastic on them and not fast fashion brands, and doing your research. I think a lot of it is doing your research. I can sit here and tell you all the brands that I use, but that might not be good for your needs and what you want. So just sit down one day for an hour, do research on things that you like and how you can make it sustainable. That's my biggest thing for you. Do your homework on places and you'll be golden. But now for a quote that I love is, we don't need 100 perfect sustainable people, but we need hundreds and thousands of imperfect sustainable people. And I'm going to leave you with that. And I'm going to let you kind of like pick that apart. What I get from that is that kind of what it just says is, you don't need to be perfect. You just need to start making those switches now. And we need a bunch of people to be imperfectly making those switches. So you might mess up. You might think that one store is local and sustainable, or this one thing is local and sustainable, but then you find out it's not. And that's fine. Don't beat yourself up, but we learn. We learn that that's not. You might have these plastic decorations in your house. Don't just throw them out. I'm not telling you to throw them out. Keep them. But when you purchase things and use it to the fullest, but when you purchase something new, make sure you're following those local, no plastic, no sparkles, ethically sourced, doing your research on the place, you know, and then we'll start to make those imperfect decisions that in the long run, when you have a lot of people doing it, will help the environment. I love that quote. I think we should live by it. Don't try to be perfect. Don't beat yourself up when you fall or you mess up. We need as many people to do it imperfectly as we can. So I'm going to leave you with that. And I want to thank you all for listening to another episode of The Angry Environmentalists. Remember to keep doing advocacy work and stay angry. And I hope you all have a happy holiday season.